Right tackle Taliesin Fuaga was in the room for Cam's interview. Probably wasn't expecting to defend his athleticism coming in, but did. So in all fairness, here is Fuaga and his rebuttal.
As you look at this season and everything that went on offensively and on offensive line where you had to have name tags for the most part, how do you look at this season? And I know it's disappointing, the record, but how do you evaluate it?
I don't think the record kind of defines us this year. I think it's more of a, you know, it was kind of like a, almost, I wouldn't say a test run, but it's kind of like a test run, you know?
Did it feel like two seasons? Then it kind of felt like you had the first half and the second half.
Right.
And I'm a Spencer Rattler fan. This is not about Spencer and Tyler.
Right.
But it felt like two seasons.
Yeah, it definitely kind of felt like a little like, you know, first half of the season, or the first season, you would say, right? We were, you know, kind of just seeing what we got back here, and we're just going through the motions kind of. And then that second part hit, man, that second, like, catch of wind, and we just, you know, took off. And I think it's kind of I think it's a good thing for us to kind of have that little – a little bit of momentum right there. So,
give me your sense of how you watched Tyler from that week 9 game at the Rams, which is not an easy place to start, and, you know, use his legs in Tampa with touchdowns, use his legs in Atlanta. I don't know what he's like in the huddle, you know, from a leadership standpoint. Tell me about him.
I think the number one thing that amazes me the most about Tyler is just his confidence level. I mean, we can be in situations where we're down a field goal or a touchdown and it's 2 minutes left, and this is clutch moments. It's not easy, you know, at all for anybody, especially a rookie quarterback. And I think that when he's so calm and, you know, he can get the plays out and everything, I think it's an amazing trait he has. And I think, you know, he's been balling.
Felt comfortable this year moving over to the right side, where you, not all of your career, but it must have been, you know, where you wanted to be.
Right. Yeah, I definitely had some, like, a comfortable feeling going back over there. Definitely some things I got to clean up, but it's coming along pretty good. So
I always feel like the player's personal evaluation of is probably harder than Nugent's, but what are you working on?
Right. You know, it's just all my like different sets, like trying to change up, throw my fastball, my curveball as a pass protector, because I think as an offensive lineman, you know, Cam Jordan hates us.
Oh, we're getting into that.
Yeah, we're getting into that. But, you know, it's not easy for us to go backwards and block the guy at one certain spot, and one guy's trying to run through your face all the time. So I got to really switch it up on him. Go flat, go on an angle, go back, you know. So just getting that familiar feeling with that was just like my biggest thing I was working on this year. So
Cam says, why do offensive linemen need to have tight ends over there chipping? If they're athletes, they shouldn't have to have a help over there.
Well, we are going backwards facing a guy that can probably run a 4-5, 4-5, 4-6. You're blocking a guy running full speed and you're going backwards. I don't know any other position that has to do something hard. Like, I mean, DB, I understand there's DBs out there. Respect to them. But I wanted a dude that's probably 280 at most sometimes off edge, trying to run through your face.
And the target that he's going after, he can see. You can't see the target he's going after. You don't know what Tyler's doing back there. He's got a little bit of an advantage.
Yeah, I'm based off of faith, man. I'm trusting my QB, trusting my boys next to me, all one set of eyes, and we're just going after them.
And finally, you look at that defense and how, I mean, Chase Young, you know, you went against him and both sides, and Cam and Grando, you must feel there's bright things to happen on that defensive side, irrespective of age.
Yes. Man, you see Chase, since he's been back, he's balling, and right now he has so much momentum going for him, and I'm just happy for him because, you know, he had dealt with a little injury before, but he came back stronger than ever, faster than ever, and I think it's one of his best seasons yet.
And lastly, what's your offseason like? What are your plans? What are you doing?
Well, January is kind of the month of just, you know, kind of relaxed, kick it back. But I'm looking to go to American Samoa with my family, with my parents. So back to the islands, back to the roots with them. And
sounds fun. First time?
First time. I mean, I got to go get my passport this week, everything like that. I got to get everything done this week before I head out.